for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is a 2021 Lake Hamilton Bible Camp May virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The enemy is the innovator, he's the architect, and he's the originator of racism, of race hatred, and we could go a little further than that. He is the hater to be torn down. Not your brothers and sisters. They are being used and manipulated by demonic powers. The devil is the hater. Is that right? Yes. Turn to Proverbs chapter 6. Let's look at verse 16 and 19. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 19. Proverbs, once again, chapter 6, verse 16 and 19. The Lord says in verse 16, these six things the Lord hates, indeed, seven are an abomination to him. Now look at verse 17 real closely. A proud look, the spirit that makes one overestimate himself and underestimate others. God hates it. A proud look, the spirit that makes one overestimate himself and underestimate others, a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood. Look at verse 18. A heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans, feet that are swift and run to evil. Look at verse 19. A false witness who breathes out lies, even under oath, and he who sows what? Discord among his brothers. Now, it didn't take me long to give you some demonic origins of racism. Now, the God we serve is not partial. Scripture gives us a good view on the God we serve. Turn with me to Job chapter 34. Let's look at verse 19. Job chapter 34, verse 19. Okay? Job chapter 34. Let's look at verse 19. Okay. Job chapter 34, verse 19, it says, God is not partial. God is not partial to princes, nor does he regard the rich more than the poor. For they are all the work of his hands. What does it mean to be partial? That word partial means to be biased, to be prejudiced, to be in favor of a person or a group, or be in favor of another, has in a controversy. We serve a God who's not partial. Is that right? He doesn't love the rich man more than he loves the poor. Let me give you another scripture. Look at Leviticus 19, verses 15 and 16. Leviticus 19, verse 15 and 16. Leviticus 19, verses what? 15 and 16. Look what it says in verse 15. You shall do no injustice in judging a case. You shall not be partial to the poor or show a preference for the mighty, but in righteousness and according to the merits of the case, judge your neighbor. Look at verse 16. You shall not go up and down as a dispenser of gossip and scandal among your people, nor shall you secure yourself by false testimony, by silence, endanger the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. We serve a God who's not partial. We serve a God who's no respecter of person. Is that right? So we see again that the devil is the originator of racism. All right, let's go to Romans chapter 2, verse 9 and 11. Romans chapter 2, verse what? 9 and 11. Romans 2, 9 and 11. In Romans chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, it says in verse 9, and there will be tribulation and anguish and calamity and constraint for every soul of man who habitually does evil. The Jew first and also the Greek Gentile. Verse 10, but the glory and honor and hard peace shall be awarded to everyone who habitually does good. The Jew first and also the Greek Gentile. Verse 11, for God shows no partiality. For God shows no partiality, undue favor or unfairness with him One man is not different than the other. One man is what? Not different than the other in God's eyesight. Let's turn to Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. We serve a God who's not partial. Is that right? Acts chapter 10, verse what? 34. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 34, and Peter opened his mouth and said, most certainly and thoroughly, I now perceive and understand that God shows no partiality and is no respecter of persons. All right, let me give you two more scriptures on partiality, and let me get to my last area of 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to talk about love as a weapon against racism. All right, 1 Timothy 5, 21. 1 Timothy 5, what? 21. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21. It says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and the chosen angels that you guard and keep those rules without personal prejudice or favor, doing nothing from partiality. Is that right? We should not be partial. God is not partial. Is that right? Okay, we should not be. Look what it says. God and keep those rules without personal prejudice or what? Favor. Okay, let's go to James chapter 2. The book of James, chapter 2. I don't know about you, but I feel so much heat around me. I feel fire burning all around me here. I feel a lot of heat. And the air conditioner is on. Okay. James, chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, here we are. Okay. James, chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, pay no servant. Servile regard to people. Show no prejudice. I like that one. Show no prejudice, no partiality. Do not attempt to hold and practice the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, together with what? Snobbery. Look at verse 8 of 1 Timothy, James chapter 2. Look at verse 8. If you indeed really fulfill the royal law in accordance with the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. You will do well. Look at verse 9. But if you show servile regard, there's that word again. If you show servile regard or prejudice, favoritism for people, you commit sin and are rebuked and convicted by the law as a violator and an offender. Is that right? God we serve, he's not partial, he's not prejudiced. He's no respecter of person. He doesn't love the rich more than he loves the poor. He cares about all of his images. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. Now, let's move on. Let's get into the last area. Okay. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And after we do that, then we're going to do a quick review, and then we'll move into the deliverance ministry. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is I call it a tremendous weapon against racism. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, let's look at verses 4 through 8. In verse 4, love endures long and is patient and kind. Love endures long and love is what? Patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. Look at verse 5 about love. It is not conceited. Love is not arrogant. Love is not inflated with pride. It is not rude. Love is not unmannerly and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God, is love in us. Does not insist on its own rights. I like that. It does not insist on its own rights or have its own way. Mm-hmm. Then it says, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong.
Yes.
That's what love does. It pays no attention to what? A suffered wrong. Look at verse 6. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness. but rejoices when right and truth what? Prevail.
Yes.
Look at verse 7. Love bears up anything and everything that comes. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. I love that. It is ever ready to believe the what? The best of every person. Is that right? And then it says, it hopes or faithless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Now look at the last verse for the day, right here, verse 8. Love never fails. Love never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Has for prophecy the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away and will lose its value and be superseded by the truth. But one thing about love, love will never fade away. And isn't it amazing? The gifts will fade away, but love will not fade away. Now, let me do a quick overview. What did we talk about here? We talked about here that racism is demonic. And we talked about how Israel understood the demonic origins of racism when the Egyptians called upon the principalities and powers and the pagan god to help them enslave the Israelites. We also talked about in American history, we know there is a history of demonic racism. We talked about in Vietnam how even the Vietnamese Buddhist monks have said that we curse the American soldiers by calling on our principalities and powers and calling upon our pagan gods to help us fight. We gave definitions of racism, about interpersonal racism, institutionalized, structural racism. And then we even talked about what was so good, the innovator, the architect, and the originator of racism. The blame goes where? To the devil himself. Is that right? That's what we need to realize. That he is the originator of that. He's the adversary of our soul. He's a liar. His nature and his character is to be the liar and the father of lies that he is. We talked about even in the battle of racism, how this young woman, she's talked about how God showed her that he wanted to tear down the strongholds in the American church. And he wants to release an end time harvest of God's presence and power and glory that the world has never seen before. And I believe that. And I believe he's doing that right now. He's tearing down these strongholds of racism in many ministries. We also talked about, yes, it's demonic. We talked about it from the civil rights movement. By even civil rights activists said, we've come to realize it's not who we're fighting in the civil rights movement, but what principalities are we fighting here? We talked about how Jesus also was fully aware of racism and racial intentions. What else did we talk about? We talked about Luke 9, how Jesus had to do what? He had to confront the disciples, is that right? About their prideful outrage, their anger, their murderous rage, their rebellion to destroy the Samaritans. Because Jews and Samaritans, they were they were biased or they were prejudiced against each other. We also talked about, yes, racism is demonic. And we talked about how it's rooted in pride. And we talked about how the devil, yes, again, he is the purveyor of racism. We talked about also Proverbs 6. We talked about the six things that God hates. And one of those things that he hates is pride. We also talked about that we serve a God who's not partial. There's no such thing as biasness in the God we serve. There's no prejudice in the God we serve. Is that he is not in favor of one group over another. Even without controversy. What else did we talk about? In the final analysis, we came and we talked about love. Love. We talked about one of the greatest weapons to defeat racism in these end times is love. And let me tell you something, Saint. I can really see that woman's words, that God is now moving into the churches. Yes, it looks like there's a lockdown. But I believe by faith there's getting rid of a reset button is soon to open itself up. Yes, it looks like another, but I believe that there's going to be a restoration. I don't believe church will be business as usual. I believe by faith that what we're about to step in is going to be unprecedented in everything that we ever seen or witnessed before. If you were blessed by this word, then give Jesus Christ a hand praise. Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Greatest weapon for racism is what? Love.
Yes, God.
All right, I'm going to ask Ms. Williams. She will step in with deliverance. You spoke for us. You have jealousy. Okay. Okay. Here's the book here. Okay, let's be patient with me. My wife and I are conveying something about some material here. Okay.
Hello, everybody. Once again, I want you to also tonight take a moment. If there's anyone that has hurt you, disappoint you in any way, take a moment to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive them. Because again, that, like we said earlier, if you don't forgive, then deliverance really cannot take place. And this is a very important part here. Very important. That you take the opportunity to go before the Lord and ask him to help you to forgive those that hurt you, wounded you. Some of you have been raped and you have not been able to forgive the perpetrator. But I tell you tonight that you're going to have to forgive them because you are the one needs to forgive. So take this moment and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive those who hurt you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move right into the deliverance. I talked to you earlier about the spirit of jealousy, knowing that this spirit is a very deadly spirit, and we want to be delivered tonight from this spirit because we don't want to be like nobody but Jesus. We don't want to be jealous of no one, no matter what they get, no matter how they're blessed. We want what is for us. Amen? So right now, I bind the spirit of the murderer spirit that comes with the spirit of jealousy. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. All murdering spirit that loops up with the spirit of jealousy, I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of hatred where you hate that person, how they've been blessed, how they prosper. I break that spirit and I command you to go and loose God's people now. I come against the spirit of competitive jealousy, competition, where you got to compete to be able to have something in life. I come against that spirit. I break your power and I command you to go and lose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of envy, jealousy. Come on out now. Come out of God's people. All the envy spirit, jealous of your neighbor, jealous of your sister and brothers. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against anger and rage that connect itself with jealousy, where you get so angry and you get so enraged that you don't have what they have. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. The spirit of strife, come out of God's people now. All strife spirit, move now up and out of their lungs, out of their esophagus, out of the tongues. I command you to go now in Jesus Christ's name. We pull it out from the root right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. We come against prejudice, the prejudice spirit, where you prejudice of that person. I command you to go and loose God's people now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out now. Bitterness, resentment. I resent you. I have bitterness because you prosper more than I do. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all jealousy spirit. Come up. Come up out of there now in Jesus' name. Come up pretending that you are not jealous, but you are jealous when that person turns their back. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against backstabbing spirits. Come out now. All the backstabbing spirits right now that you say you are with this person, you agree with them, but in your heart you do not agree. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come out of there now. Come on out, jealousy. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come out, revenge. I will get revenge from you. Come on out of that revenge spirit. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out, spiteful spirit, doing things out of spite just to get recognition, just to get recognized. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your powers and I command you to go. I come against that spirit now of division. Come out, spirit of division that loops and connects itself with the spirit of jealousy. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come out of there now. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, come on out of there. Envy, strife, jealousy. Come out. I come against the wounded heart. Come on, wounded by those that you have trust. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I put my trust in you. I gave my all. You hurt me. You disappoint me. You fail me. Spirit of failure. I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come out of there. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of rejection. They rejected me because of who I am. They rejected me because of what God has given me. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now. I come against the spirit of rejection from the family where you have gave yourself, you gave more just to be accepted. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now. Come out, spirit of rejection. I wanted them to love me. I wanted them to accept me and they don't accept me. They don't love me. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of rape, that you've been raped by uncle. You've been raped by cousin. They told you not to say anything. You held this thing for years and years and years, and you never been able to give yourself completely because of the scars, the wounds that attacked itself to you. I break your powers, and I command you to go. All spirit of rape, come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, where you've been hurt and wounded in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command them spirits to go now and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I come against the spirit of headaches where you have tension around your head. It goes all the way back to the back of your head. I come against strokes and heart attacks now. Come out of there now in the mighty name of Jesus. All strokes and heart attacks, I command you to go. Come on out of there. Come out of the left hemisphere, the right hemisphere of the brain. I command you to go and loose them now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I pull the tentacles out of the head now, and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not have a heart attack. You will not have a stroke. I command them spirits to go now. Come on out of there. Move now in the mighty name of Jesus. We put you on notice. We come to do battle in the name of Jesus Christ. I claim the victory over your healing and deliverance tonight, and I command them spirits to go and loose you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the head. Come out of the mind. Come on. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. You have the mind of Christ tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I come against mind control where the enemy has spoken lies to you that you will never mount up to anything. You will never come to the place where you need to be in the Lord. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go. You will rise up. You will walk the walk. You will talk the talk. You will go into the places where God will send you, and you will be that mighty woman and man of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, speak to it. I speak to the mountain in your life tonight, and I cause that mountain to rise up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come forth, my child. Rise up and take your position in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against every spirit that has bound you up, that's caused you not to go forth in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit to tell you that you do not have the power. You do not have the authority. I break your powers, and I command that spirit to go now in Jesus Christ's name. You have the power. You have authority. He has given you power over all the serpents and the scorpions, and you will execute your authority this night in Jesus Christ's name. I come against sinusitis. I come against infection where you've been having the sinuses in between your eyes and above your head in Jesus' name. I break your powers and I command sinusitis to come out. That's inflammation of the sinus cavities. And I command the sinus cavities to come into alignment the way that Jesus Christ had made you and designed you in Jesus Christ's name. I take position right now by the authority of Jesus Christ that I come to do battle in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will loose God's people in the name of Jesus. You will go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. I call forth down fire right now to come right now and destroy the yokes of the enemy. I come against all the pain around your shoulders. I break your powers and I command that pain to loose right now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against bursitis, inflammation of the bursa. I come against the cartilage in your shoulders. I come against it right now. Rotary cup coming. I speak it in resistance. That rotary cup will come into alignment in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life into your bones. Can these bones live tonight? Yes, they can. I speak to the bones and I tell those bones to come forth and come into alignment. I speak to the nervous system, the blood. I speak to the muscles, the bones, the joints, the ligaments, and I command them to come into alignment. I speak to that back pain right now. I call it forth right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the nervous system in the mighty name of Jesus. I call down fire over the enemy that will try to attack your body to keep you from going forth, to keep you from walking into the things of God, to try to hinder your walk in the name of Jesus. I speak to L2, L3, L4, L5 in Jesus' name. And I speak to it tonight and I command it to come into alignment because God has given me the authority. And I take my position tonight and I command you to come forth and walk up straight, my daughter, says the Lord. I speak to her tonight in the name of Jesus and I command it to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against spoken word curses. I pull the daggers out of your back. I come against the witchcraft that's been spoken over you that you will now amount up to anything. You will never go forth in Jesus Christ's name. I speak to it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for saving and delivering your people tonight in Jesus' name.
Okay, okay, okay. Let's continue to go forth. Go forth in the name of Jesus. Psalm chapter 74, verse 13 and 14. I come against the ruling spirit of pride, Leviathan. I come against that sea serpent demon called in your abdomen, that's called in your stomach right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And I command that, come on, out of there, out of there. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus. Father, loose confusion into the enemy's camp. I loose civil war into the enemy's camp. I come against Leviathan. Where you use pride, your pride causes you to lose logic. I come against your pride that you use rationalization. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against that sea serpent in your abdomen that puts you to sleep when you have Bible study, that puts you to sleep when you start having prayer. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, Leviathan. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you send your holy angels, Lord, with flaming swords of fire. Oh God, to snip off the head, to behead, and snip off the roots and decapitate the spirit of Leviathan. All right, Leviathan, come out now in Jesus' name, out of the belly now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against pride. I come against big ego. I come against the spirit called little pride. I'm just little pride. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, let him go. Move, move in Jesus Christ's name. All right, I come against right now in the name of Jesus. Little pride, go in the name of Jesus. I come against right now in the name of Jesus, pride, arrogant pride, haughty pride. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, pridefulness, go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of pride in you, pride of self. I'm beautiful. I look good. I'm pretty. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, breathe them out. Come on, that pride in the abdomen that's coiled up like a snake, coiled up like a serpent in your belly. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on out of there now. You spirit of infirmity, you foul spirit of Leviathan that's coiled in the abdomen, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out, everybody in here, one cough. Give me one cough. Come on, cough. Here they come. Out of there. Go. Here they go. Go in Jesus Christ's name. In the name of Jesus, I come against. Come against fear, all the phobias connected with that. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Addictions, and craving. Come out, go in Jesus' name. I come against addiction to amphetamines and barbiturates. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Alcohol, aspirin, barbiturates, addiction to caffeine, all the caffeine spirits. Come out now. Go, go, go where Jesus Christ would send you. Caffeine, diet pills, go in Jesus' name. Caffeine and diet pills, go in Jesus' name. Junk food, junk food, junk food, go in Jesus' name. Tranquilizers, come on, methadone, go, nicotine. All right, nicotine, all the nicotine spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, nicotine, come on, move, move, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Nicotine in the bloodstream, nicotine in the belly, nicotine in the lungs, nicotine in the mind. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. And I command you to go where Jesus Christ sent you. I come against depression, compression. I lost hope. I'm depressed. I have no hope. I'm suicidal. I've lost the vision. Come on, go, go depression, go depression, go. This is just too much for me. This is too much. I've been here too long. I'm tired. Come on, depression, go. Go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against distortion. I come against anguish. I come against cruelty in the name of Jesus. All right, all the phobia spirits, come out of there now in Jesus' name. I see some people. I see some people there getting some help. All right, fear of airplanes, fear of ambulance, fear of animals, fear of demons, go in Jesus Christ's name. Fear of demons, go, go. Come on, out of there now. Fear of the devil. Fear of being alone. Fear of being alone. I keep getting hurt in relationship because I fear being alone and I keep getting in the wrong relationship. I command those demons to unlink yourself now in Jesus Christ's name. Fear of death by cancer. Come on, go. Fear of cats. Come on, out of there now. Fear of choking. Come on, fear of confinement. Fear of crowds. Fear of people. Fear of driving. Go, go, go. I'm afraid to get my driver's license because I'm scared to drive. Come on, out of there. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Fear of making a commitment in marriage. I'm afraid to marry. I'm afraid to marry her. I'm afraid to marry him. I know that is not, I'm doing the wrong thing, but I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Fear of nuclear war. Fear of nuclear war. Yes. Fear of nuclear war. Fear of pain. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go, go. Fear of receiving love. I'm afraid to receive love. I'm afraid somebody reject me. I'm afraid somebody might hurt me. I don't want to give love. Go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on. Out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Hold it right there once more. All right. Before we end, I would ask that everybody just pray this prayer along with me. Say, Holy Father.
Holy Father.
I pray on behalf of my family.
I pray on behalf of my family.
And myself.
And myself.
And I repent.
And I repent.
Of unknowingly.
Of unknowingly.
Having any type of ethnic prejudice.
Having any kind of ethnic prejudice.
Forgive me if I ever slandered.
Forgive me if I ever slandered.
Or discriminated against.
Or discriminated against.
Or oppressed. Or abused anybody in any way, shape, or form. Please forgive me for not showing hospitality to strangers.
Yes.
Who are a different ethnic group.
Yes.
And by so doing, I'm forsaking the blessings of God. Forgive me for any hateful words.
Any hateful words.
Any hateful race words that I've said against my sisters and brothers. Any
hateful race words.
Father, I ask you to forgive me.
Ask you to forgive me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare that Jesus bore all our punishment.
I declare that Jesus healed all our prisons.
And I will freely help others.
And I will help others.
As I have been helped.
As I have been helped.
Father, remove from me any hate, any hidden hatred of bitterness.
Yes, any hatred, Lord.
Towards anybody.
Towards anybody.
Father, forgive me for any partiality.
Father, forgive me for any partiality.
Let the love of God flow through me.
Let the love of God flow through me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I want to be like Jesus.
I want to be like Jesus.
Jesus was not partial.
Jesus was not partial.
Father, no biasness, no prejudice, no unfavoring. let that not be known within me.
Yes.
So Father, I thank you now.
Well, thank you now.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Has delivered and set me free.
Has delivered and set me free.
And I pray, Father.
And I pray, Father.
In America as we live today.
In America that we live today.
I will understand demonic origins.
I will understand demonic origins.
I will understand that the adversary of our soul. I will understand that he is the cause of all the turmoil. Seeking to operate toward my brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. All right. I'm going to step right in. Father, if everybody's okay, Father, we just pray and bind any demonic backlash.
Yeah.
Any attacks of the enemy on the finances, the attacks on the vehicles or the relationships when they get home. We pray jobs, employment, yes. Even their physical bodies.
Yes.
And Father, we just pray holy angelic angels will encompass them and keep them and preserve them. And Father, let the word of God flow in their hearts, the spirit of competitive jealousy as well. And let them know when they see turmoil in the streets of America that racism is demonic and it has demonic roots. Yes. And we have obligation as a believer to pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Deborah, can you hear me? There you go.
Yes,
do you have anything to add?
Praise the Lord. Well, I really don't have anything to add. I just want to say though, this has been a wonderful weekend and we just want to again thank everyone for coming.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.